Now, Sarah, we're joined now by Eva Scanlon, and Sarah's going to have a chat with Eva.
Good morning, Eva. You're very welcome to The Week in Review. Thanks for coming on.
No problem, Sarah. How are you?
Not too bad at all, thanks. So you're the producer of a very fantastic and exciting project taking place at the Abbey Theatre tomorrow. It's the 24-hour plays. The one thing that jumps out at me as soon as I hear about that is, how is it possible to make all that magic happen within the space of just 24 hours?
Well, the process is actually, it takes a little longer than 24 hours. I start working on it with a team at Dublin Youth Theatre late last year. So we're kind of working behind the scenes, getting the cast together, getting our crew together. And then everybody joins us tonight, Saturday night, and we start the clock on this 24-hour process. So we have introductions tonight with all our writers, our 28 actors, our directors, and all our production crew and designers and people who are helping out on the show. We will then, at around 11 o'clock, the writers will start writing, and they have up until 5 a.m. in the morning, tomorrow morning, to write a 10 to 12 minute play. The shows will then be rehearsed during the day tomorrow on Sunday, and they'll be presented to an audience of 490 something people at the Abbey Theatre at 7:30 tomorrow night. So it's a bit of a lot of process in the build-up to it, but the magic only starts tonight at about 10:30 when they start writing.
And are the writers given a theme in advance, or what are the kind of guidelines?
No theme at all. We don't prescribe anything. We just give them an approximate length. The plays, they're nice and snappy at about 10 or 12 minutes. And the inspiration for the plays comes from the creative team themselves. So the actors will present themselves and they'll say, "My name is Eva, I can tap dance, I can speak fluent French, I've always do tumbles on stage," and basically they give these ideas. They present a prop and a costume. They can say, I brought this stuffed toy as my prop, and a top hat as my costume, and the writers will take all this inspiration from 28 actors and they'll write a play for somebody who can speak French and tap dance and wears a top hat, you know. So we get very unusual plays that are written based on the skills and the information available presented tonight.
And are actors split up in advance of the writing process, that they know which writer they're going to be working with, or how does that work?
The actors don't find out until tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, or just before 9 when they start rehearsals. But the actors and directors cast the show tonight. So there's 28 actors in total for 6 plays. So there'll be between 4 and 5 actors per play. So the writers and directors kind of choose together. I want this person, he can dance, and this person can sing opera, you know. So they choose together and write plays based on the people that they pick tonight at 10:30.
And you have some big names involved in the whole process this year.
Yeah, we've got some great names. We've got a lot of people from Fair City. We've Clelia Murphy and Claudia Carroll from Fair City. But then it's Steve Gunn, Alan Howley, who I believe had a huge storyline there recently in Fair City. Jay Duffy, who is the son of Keith, who has done it before. He's back with us again. Who else do we have? We have Tara Flynn, who's wonderful. Norma Sheehan, who is on Moon Boy and Bridget and Eamon. Blonde and Nick Cuffing is acting with us this year as well. So there's a really great selection of brilliant Irish theatre and television actors joining us this year.
And it must be a thrill then to produce these brand new works on the stage of the Abbey, the National Theatre, with such talented actors and writers involved, you know, and making all the magic happen so quickly as you do.
Yeah, it is wonderful. This is our sixth year and our fifth year in the Abbey. We started in 2012 in Project Art Centre in Temple Bar, and then we sold that out immediately, and then the next year we decided to go big or go home, and we moved to the Abbey, and we've sold it out every year since then. It's a fundraiser for Dublin Youth Theatre. So all the money raised goes directly to DYT, who provide theatre opportunities and learning for young people based in Dublin. So we've raised over €54,000 for them so far, and we'll probably bring that total to over €70,000 with the show tonight due to ticket sales tonight. So there's great support and sponsorship as well. We're sponsored by BNP Paribas Real Estate. We have a hotel partner, the Croke Park Hotel. The Abbey are great support. Dublin Fringe Festival are great support. Dublin City Council Arts Office give us rehearsal space. So really, there's a lot of partners that come on board to make it happen every year, and it's all with just such goodwill for DYT.
It must be a huge boost to them then to have this initiative benefiting them.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think that it is about the place?
There's a workshop going on with them. One of our producers comes over from New York. So as I talk right now, they're just finishing up a workshop that that Philip is giving them. So they're very involved, and some of the young people are assistant directors to the main theatre directors. So they're all very much involved in the weekend.
And that's a fantastic opportunity for them as well to get to do that. What do you think that it is that captures the imaginations of audiences that come to see these 24-hour plays and they don't quite know what to expect? You know, what do you think it is that has sold out the shows?
That's part of it, I think, that they don't quite know what to expect. And people are, I often get asked, so the shows last for 24 hours, and no, they last for about 2.5 hours, and the plays are 15 minutes each or so. So it's very fresh. All the information has just been created in the previous 22 hours by the time they go on stage. So there's a lot of room for people laughing or forgetting lines or just completely blanking on stage. But the kind of goodwill from the audience is really powerful. Everybody knows what has just happened, and they know that they've come on with less than 9 hours rehearsal. And they're almost kind of waiting for a little disaster because those bits are very funny. But again, everyone knows it's just for such a good cause, and DYT are so well established in Dublin. It's their 40th anniversary this year. A huge amount of theatre professionals have come through Dublin Youth Theatre over the time. So we get a great audience of both former DYT members, current theatre and acting professionals, and then general people who want to come and see people off the TV or people they've seen in the Abbey before, and lots of young up-and-coming actors as well come through the show. So it's a really great experience to be involved in, and also to be able to give something so substantial back to DYT every year. You know, this great big chunk of money that they can then go and plough back into their programs from the young people.
And I'm sure that it all stirs up quite a bit of curiosity in audiences as well. Like with your work with DYT and with the writers and actors who were involved, you know, what do you kind of see as being the state of Ireland's kind of production value at the moment? Are we producing good writers and good actors, do you think, at the moment?
Oh, I think so. There's like the young people who are in this workshop. We've kind of done a mini 24-hour play with them. So they get up and they present a prop and a costume as the professional actors will do tonight. And there's such imagination in them already, and such an interest and spark in contributing and sharing that with their community as well. I work with Fishamble, the new play company, in my day job. So it's a new writing company. So we're constantly working with developing writers and developing new work for performances in Ireland and around the world. So I think there's great talent, and there's great work coming up through theatre in Dublin and in Ireland in general.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to enjoying some of that. If people, the big question I suppose I should ask you first is, are there still tickets available for tomorrow evening's performance?
We're technically sold out, but there will be a return list. Invariably, in the next 24 hours, between now and when the show goes up, there's a kind of brisk trade. You know, I can't come. Can you give my ticket to somebody else? So I would suggest to people to call the Abbey Theatre box office on 01-8787-222. Or to just keep checking the website, and if any tickets are returned, they'll appear there. They could also come down on the night and chance their arm at the door. So hopefully we'll try and get everybody in. But at the moment we're sold out, but there could be a couple of returns coming.
So get your tickets in time next year is the message. The best
That's
of luck at that, Eva.
We'll,
it's going to be fantastic.
In December, so.
Fantastic. Well, people know that now, they can prepare in advance for next year.
Absolutely, yeah.
Enjoy it all, and thanks a million for coming on, Eva.
Thank you so much, Sarah. Take care. Have a great day.